And friends, good afternoon. Mark Elfstrand here. Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk. My first guests this afternoon include two pastors. First of all, Pastor Daryl Cloud, who is the executive pastor for the Compass Church, an evangelical free church that meets in four locations in the western burbs. And Pastor Daryl, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
A pleasure to be with you, Mark.
Also with us is Pastor Steve Story, and Steve has been the senior pastor at Windy City Community Church in Chicago and Rosemont for the last 18 years. Prior to that, he was with the Chicago Police Department, and he was also a four-time Ironman finisher, a former sign language interpreter, active in writing and improv programs at Seconds. Have you figured out what you want to do yet in life, Pastor Steve?
No, that all sounds great. Keep going.
Yes. I looked at that. I says, is this one guy? Has he done all these things, really? So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, my mother would like that introduction, and my father would believe it. So that's great. Go.
All right. Well, let's start with you, Steve, since we just finished there. Let's talk about this is the first year that your church has become one of the remote sites for the Global Leadership Summit. Talk about, first of all, your interest in the summit, and then how you decided to make that decision.
Well, I've gone to the summit in previous years, and last year was really, I thought it was one of the best ones I ever attended. And the idea of hosting it, of our church stretching itself and trying to do something a little that a lot of smaller churches don't do, to try to really connect people in our area with the kind of great teaching that comes through the summit, it just seemed like a really exciting opportunity for us.
But you have been to the summit and the main locations there in South Barrington before. How do you believe this experience is going to be different for you?
Well, first of all, when you go to South Barrington, even when you park in their parking lot, you're still about 3/4 of a mile away.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to walk a lot shorter to get into the church when we're having it. But we really think it's going to be more personal. You know, the people that are going to be attending at our host site are going to be people from the neighborhood, local businesses from Norwood Park and Edison Park and some of the surrounding suburbs. And so there's really a good opportunity for some ongoing involvement and relationships with those people. And that's the kind of network building that really gets us excited.
All right, Pastor Daryl, you're a veteran at this. I mean, you not only have had some of these events at Compass, I believe you also were involved with the Global Leadership Summit at a previous church. So give us a little bit of that background.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of the event, Mark, and have been personally touched by it. I attended several times live at South Barrington before. I've attended at other host venues throughout Chicagoland before. I served at a church in Iowa that was a host site for 3 years. And then our church in the western suburbs has been a host site. This will be our third year.
How has the summit impacted you personally as an executive pastor?
Boy, in untold ways. You know, I just feel like the summit is the best eclipse of biblical values overlapping with relevant teaching connections, leadership connections. You know, a lot of people would like to offer leadership in our lives and would line up to do that, a lot of influencers, but maybe wouldn't do it from a biblical standpoint. I feel like the Global Leadership Summit team has done an excellent job of curating an experience that really connects heart and mind with what God would have for us.
Okay, so the Global Leadership Summit is also something where you oftentimes can find a lot of networking take place. I would imagine even in a church like a Compass, you have so many people that they don't always even connect outside of maybe the worship time. How do you think this will help even develop some bonds of friendship and relationship for people in the church?
I feel like the break time in the foyer is as important as the session time with the screen. And you know, the amount of bonding that could happen for a team if somebody was to bring in their ministry or marketplace team. I remember the church I was at in Iowa, a police officer courageously invited several of his coworkers to come to the leadership summit, and they were all lined up in a row together, being influenced by the same content, mulling it over on break time with each other. And I just have to believe that that was great for city government in that town. I think you have people running into each other in the lobby, you know, design engineers connecting with educators or financial planners or social workers. It's a great mix.
All right, for those just tuning in, I have two guests with me here in our first segment this afternoon, Pastor Daryl Cloud of the Compass Church. They have multiple locations in the Western Burbs, and Pastor Steve Story, who has served as the senior pastor at Windy City Community Church in Chicago for the last 18 years. Okay, so Steve, have you had a hard time selling this idea? I mean, you know, folks, I mean, you're near Rosemont. They could just drive up the road and go to Willow Creek. How has it gone for you in trying to market it at your location?
Well, the first year, because a lot of people are already committed to going to Willow Creek, they're used to it and they're going, so we have run into that a little bit. But there are plenty of people around us who, despite how great the summit is and how popular it is, there are a lot of people who don't know about it. And a lot of the smaller or mid-sized businesses that we deal with, restaurants that we have up in the areas around our church, this is all new to them, and it gives us a great excuse to get in there and establish contacts with them. So it's been good.
Yeah, when you first decided to do this, were you thinking that this was also going to be, just like Daryl was talking about, you know, impactful for building relationships within your own congregation?
Oh, absolutely, and Daryl's exactly right. We've got people in our church who have been faithful and come in the church, but they kind of don't know what their place is yet. They're kind of feeling it out. Maybe it's a little too intimidating to jump into a life group or serve on some team, but this is a place where they can come in and serve and do something, welcome, you know, guest registration or being willing to clean up or assist with parking. And it's not too super spiritual of a thing, so they're willing to do it. And in the meantime, they're working with three or four or five other people who are more established in the church and, more importantly, more established in their faith, perhaps, and can establish those relationships and get a good groundwork for moving forward. So it works on a number of levels.
Pastor Daryl, as we do know, while not a specifically evangelical event, there's no doubt that if you attend the Global Leadership Summit, they are, quote, unapologetically Christian and Christ-centered. Okay, well, now you can invite friends into a building, your church, which they might not normally enter, maybe because, I'm not interested in going to church. Is there much resistance, though, do you think, to coming to something like this, or maybe less resistance for it?
I certainly think so. I think it's a great, easy ask for someone to approach a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, perhaps a business colleague, and say, hey, come, take in some great content with me. You know, it just connects great communicators that have great content with people of all different stripes and sizes in the social sector, whether that's civic leaders or church leaders, caregivers, whoever those contributors are, have a chance to come together and be impacted. And I think it's a softball pitch.
Daryl, how many people do you have on your staff there at Compass?
About 100.
Okay, so I mean, that's a fair number of people. Will you be encouraging a lot of them to actually participate in this as well?
Over half will be there.
Wow, yeah, pretty impressive. How about Steve, how many on your staff? And same kind of question there, are you going to get them involved in this also?
Well, between us and Daryl, we have a total of 104 staff people, so that's pretty impressive.
See, well, that's...
I hate to show up Daryl, but we have 100% participation from our staff, so we're super excited.
Yeah, well, he may have more staff, but do you think you could still beat him in Ironman competition?
Oh, no doubt. if you can figure out a way to make it 2007 again, sure.
Well, you know, maybe that's kind of an intermission deal you can put together for the
Global foot race. All right.
Yeah, Global Leadership Summit. Okay, so give us your best pitch, Pastor Daryl, on you know, talking to people just outside of the church, and maybe you see them at Starbucks or someplace, and you just say, "Hey, let me tell you about something really exciting that is coming to our church." How would you describe it?
Well, you know, it's a nationwide experience. You can. The quality is just through the roof. An opportunity for somebody to come in, hear from speakers in a way that would perhaps open up their mind. You know, all of us are leading in different sectors. You got to think beyond just CEOs or senior pastors. And all of us as leaders, I think there's a time where you need a vacation and there's a time where you need a trip. You know, everybody can relate to just needing to unplug and go on a vacation. But as a leader, I think the Global Leadership Summit is more like a trip. You know, you take a trip so that you can see something new, so that you could travel along with others, so that you could get a glimpse of what's out there that maybe your heart hasn't been open to before. And I think that the Leadership Summit is just the ultimate leadership road trip.
Hmm. Pastor Steve, want to add anything to those comments by Daryl?
Well, he touched on the fact that there's people from different disciplines, and I think that's one of the things that I try to sell to people, is you're not going to compare notes with people who are in different businesses, but there's lots of places where the best practices in the retail world might cross over into your area, and you can take an idea and adapt it to yours. We found that has happened with us several times.
Yeah.
And then for people who are a little maybe hesitant to go to church because they don't know what that's expected, this is a great in, and they're hearing the very best people. I totally understand when people might not want to come to hear me preach, but when you can hear T.D. Jakes or Greg Rochelle, there's no fear in inviting people because you know they're going to get great stuff.
Very good, very good. Hey, friends, coming up August 9th and 10th, the Global Leadership Summit at multiple locations. You can find out all the information about where the locations are outside of the main location, of course, in South Barrington, just by looking up willowcreek.com/summit, willowcreek.com/summit. Pastor Daryl Cloud, Pastor Steve Story, thanks so much for your time today, my friends.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, blessings to you. Friends, we'll take a time out. I'll tell you what's coming up next on Let's Talk in just a moment.